couple of months back, I had the pleasure of meeting Tuvia Sablosky, who's involved in a whole bunch of amazing inspirational programs and initiatives. And there is one of those coming up. It's entitled Light to Unite, a program that is set for this coming Sunday that hopefully will unite as many Jews in the United States, Israel, and around the world as possible. And the act that they're requesting from everybody is the simple act of lighting a yard site memorial candle this Sunday for our Jewish brothers and sisters who perished on October the 7th. And this initiative is getting a lot of worldwide attention. Tuvia will explain why they're doing it the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, and he is with us live via telephone, the founder of Light to Unite, Tuvia Sablosky. A pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you, Nachum.
So how did this all start? Obviously, you know, so many people around the world want to do something that not only commemorates the memory of those who perish, but as you're doing, they want to do something to unite as many people as possible. Where did this all come from? How did this initiative begin?
This really started many, many years ago when I grew up in Philadelphia as a secular Jew. My parents sent me to a Christian Quaker prep school. So from the time I was very little, from 5 years old, I was always knew I was the Jew, but I didn't really know what it meant to be a Jew. So I grew up with a lot of anti-Semitism, a lot of fights, a lot of name-calling. I grew up in a very WASPy, white Anglo-Saxon American world. I grew up as a Jew in America, but I didn't grow up as a proud Jewish American, and that's why I became over the last 15 years when I started becoming observant when I was about 50.
One second, I need people to hear that. You discovered Orthodox Judaism at the age of 50?
Yes.
Wow.
I never had Shabbos, I never had proper bris, bar mitzvah, nothing, tefillin, didn't know about any of it.
You got off to a late start, to say the least.
Late start, but it's been the best 15 years.
Amazing. Wow. So you said that all of this, your background and this unique story that you have, leads us to what's happening this Sunday. How did that happen?
So 2 years ago, I went to the University of Pennsylvania.
Right.
And I played squash there, and that was a very non-Jewish sport to play with the with the WASPs, but that was my way to actually combat anti-Semitism and to make a name, you know, for myself as a Jew, is to beat these people in their own sport. And I was very successful doing that in high school and college, but it kept me going. 2 years ago, and going back to the University of Pennsylvania at Hillel, we did an event like this. It was in December 2022. It was a wake-up call for all Jews to wake up, to unite, to fight anti-Semitism, assimilation, and cremation in the United States.
Wow.
And we did that program with, you know, Rabbi Perlson came down from New York. We had a great show.
How many students would you say were there?
We had a bigger virtual event. The students came later. They came really for, we had a whole concert with Yitzi Walder.
Wow.
The program is on Torah Anytime. You can go and see. It's about a 2.5-hour program.
And reminder, this is before October 7th, before anti-Semitism on campuses like yours really became blatant.
Exactly. And they were basically sleeping. You asked how many students came. There was not a big turnout. And there were actually Gentiles that were coming, Goyim, girls that wanted to learn more about Judaism. Probably meet Jewish guys would be my guess. So when October 7th happened, my wife and I were in Lakewood,
right.
And obviously everyone was shocked, and I wanted to do something, and we were actually, I was working with a group at Penn again to do a whole concert with Shweki and others in December of last year, and the university kept delaying, postponing, and I didn't know why, and it came out. What was the truth? Yeah. They were one of the three worst universities regarding anti-Semitism. The president got fired, and a gentleman named Mark Rowan,
right.
who is the chairman of Wharton Alumni. He's also chairman and CEO of Apollo Capital and of the Jewish Federation here in New York. He actually did what I wanted. He stepped up, and he was able to move things in a very big way. He got the head of the board of alumni to be fired. He's got the president of Penn to be fired, and I was very happy, grateful to Hashem that he sent a real soldier in there to fight our battle, and he continues to do so. So that event did not take place, but I wanted to really do something since then. So during the summer, we started putting together an idea, and it was really, what can we do to unify the Jews and have them do one thing, not having to keep Shabbos, putting the tefillin. It, you know, becomes, for a lot of people, overwhelming what to do. So by lighting one Yahrzeit candle, you're really doing a big deal, and it's a way to unify the Jews to do something quickly, efficiently, and that's how we got Light to Unite to get started.
Light to Unite is a global virtual event unifying American Jewry and Jews around the world. Tuvia is asking everybody to join in by lighting a candle in memory of those who perished since October the 7th. Obviously, those who were killed in the massacre of October 7th, and obviously the soldiers and civilians who've been killed since then. Join this effort of unity, music, and inspiration. It's happening at the Flatbush Park Jewish Center on Avenue U in Brooklyn, Sunday beginning at 8 p.m. But obviously, you can, and you'll be able to log on. But the bulk of this, obviously, is people around the world participating by lighting a candle and paying tribute to the memory of the victims in that way. And the Chazak and Project Inspire and the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce and the Shabbos Project and Thank You Hashem are all aboard on this project with Tuvia and his Light to Unite effort. And just explain why we're doing this the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, Tuvia.
Sure. Well, frankly, a lot of people are doing things on October 7th, which is a very, very important date.
Sure.
But as we look at our history, that's just one of many pogroms that we've had throughout life.
Right.
Throughout the 3,000 years of the Jew. So this is really, it's a memorial, but it's really about unification and to do it before the new year. And this Shabbos, so the project actually starts on Friday night.
Right.
We have a three-page flyer that we can get to people. Friday night is for a request for all Jewish women observant to light Shabbos candles. So this goes, we as Jews do lots of lighting. We light Shabbos candles. We end Shabbos with Havdalah. We light our Yahrzeit candles for our family members, people who have passed. Hanukkah's coming up. Lots of lighting. So we bring, why do we light? Because the lighting brings light and brightness to the world.
Yep.
We illuminate the world. We're the only people that do this. And we're in a world that continues to be separated from goodness and evil, good and evil, and we want more people to see what we do.
How do people log on Sunday night? Or if people are, you know, in the middle of the night in Yerushalayim and in Israel, or if people are in L.A. Sunday afternoon, can they log on and see what's happening at the Flatbush Park Jewish Center on Sunday night?
Yep, it's being held on TorahAnytime.org.
Oh, so you with
Chazak has a site. So this is, if you go into Torah Anytime, it'll be live streaming on Torah Anytime. So, and that's a global connection. They've been great partners. They did our program with us in Philadelphia, and they did another one with us last year for Rosh Hashanah. So that's the best way to get on. But Friday night's very important for all women to light Shabbos candles. The Rebbe was very, very big into that and continues the whole Chabad movement. It's very important to light Shabbos candles. And then starting on Sunday, there's a music component that came together yesterday, fortunately. There is a big concert going on, sponsored by Chabad of Staten Island and others. It will be Avraham Fried and Shlomi Dax. So that starts at 4:30. That's a physical concert in Staten Island. If you Google it, you'll see information.
Yeah, in fact, we'll have we announced this morning without even knowing that it was part of your efforts. That's interesting. It's happening at the Ferry Hawks Stadium on Richmond Terrace in Staten Island, about a five-minute walk from the Staten Island Ferry. The fair begins at 3. The concert, as you noted, begins at 4:30. And, in fact, it is a unity concert for pre-Rosh Hashanah, starring Avram Fried and Shlomi Dax. So this is a nice addition to the whole effort.
It's an amazing addition. Hashem loves us. He keeps sending us great people to collaborate with. And there it will be announced, though, that we want everybody to be lighting these candles at 8 o'clock.
All right. Is there a website, a phone number, an email address? What do you want to give people if they want to get in touch with you and others who are part of the Light to Unite event?
The easiest is to contact me. My phone number is 646-226-7598.
Tuvia Sobloski is available at the following number, 646-226-7598. Again, 646-226-7598. And as you heard, the Staten Island concert is part of this. Flatbush Park Jewish Center on Avenue U at 8 p.m. on Sunday. And again, there are a lot of components to this. And obviously, when you speak with Tuvia, he could tell you even more. But the two most important things is the lighting of Shabbos candles. Everybody should be encouraged to do so. All the women throughout the world for this coming Friday evening. And of course, Sunday at 8 p.m. That is when the Yahrzeit candles collectively are going to be lit around the world in honor and in memory of the victims of October the 7th. Tuvia, anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, because we have more to this program. So starting at 5:30, this is all on virtual, pre-recorded podcasts. There'll be several people speaking. It will be regarding universities and colleges and dealing with the anti-Semitism.
All of this on Torah Anytime?
All of this Torah Anytime starts at 5:30, concert's 4:30, live. This is pre-recorded on Torah Anytime at 5:30. At 6:30, there's a ladies' program. Why? Because the ladies have played an incredible role in the history of the Jews, and when we need them the most, when we're in our biggest challenges, that's when they show up to do the biggest thing. So there's a whole section on the ladies. And then we'll start the lighting at 8 o'clock virtually, and there'll be one physical location, which is Flatbush Park in Mill Basin. If people want to come out, happy to have you, but we're happy to have you lay at home or wherever you are. It's just the lighting is the connecting point.
Excellent. All right. Information about all of this, everybody. You could speak with Tuvia directly, and that would be 646-226-7598. And on Sunday, make sure to go to Torah Anytime for the entire program. And, of course, as we said, and as Tuvia encouraged, enjoy Avram Fried and Shlomi Dax in person, 4:30 p.m. at Ferry Hawks Park in Staten Island. Literally, you know, you get off the Staten Island ferry, I don't even know if it's 5 minutes, maybe a two-minute walk from the ferry. And that's really, really cool for the Manhattan and Brooklyn crowd to keep that. And, of course, the Staten Island crowd, so keep that in mind. Tuvia, good luck with the event. We're all for Jewish unity, and we're all for efforts that unite Jews around the world. So, kol hakavod to you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great Shabbos, and may this bring Mashiach much faster. And we all be in Yerushalayim together soon.
Amen. And Shana Tova, happy, healthy, and sweet New Year to you. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.